Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to our God who reigns. Glory to the King of heaven who defeated death and grave. To the one who reigns forever. Glory to our God who reigns. Glory to the King of heaven who defeated death and grave. To the one who reigns forever. Lord, reign in me today. Reign in us today, Lord. Have your way in me, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your goodness today. Thank you for this day, Lord, the day you've made. The God who's given life and breath to us, in whom we live. Thank you for your mercies. Are new every morning. Hallelujah. This is a new day, a new beginning. Hallelujah. Yesterday's gone, but today is a new beginning. We give you thanks, Lord. We give you praise. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. You know, we live in a fallen world. And so we see the fruit everywhere of sin, the results of that. What we see in the natural, you know, it stems from the invisible realm. And when we pray, we're praying about the fruit of sin and the problems that we see. But you know, God deals with the root. We need to pray for the root. And the ills of this nation are a result of a disconnect from our Creator, amen? From our God. So what we've been praying for and what we continue to contend for, and we hope that you will all agree and join us, and let's come together in agreement on this one thing, is that what we need in America is a move of the Holy Spirit, amen? A sovereign move of God, an awakening to come to this nation. Amen. Yes. That's going to sweep across every state. Amen. Every form of government. Lord, we're just praying for that sovereign move of your Spirit. Lord God, that you will move upon our leaders, Lord, across this nation. We pray, Lord, that the eyes of the blind will be opened and they'll see. God, that they need you, that we will all come to that realization, Lord, that without you we can do nothing. Without you, Lord, America cannot continue. God, we need your mercy. We need your intervention. We need your sovereign intervention in this nation. God, we need you to move upon every person, every man, woman, boy, and girl in this nation. We're asking, Lord, for an awakening of hearts to life. In Jesus' name, Lord, we plead for revival. We make our appeal to heaven. God, we need a revival here. We need a revival in the church in America. God, we need your presence. That's all we need, Lord, is you. Hallelujah. It's got to be you, Lord God. It can't be man. It can't be our plans. It can't be our programs. It's got to be you, Lord. And you're the one we're calling on, Lord Jesus. Sovereignly move, Lord, upon us even. Captivate our hearts and our minds. Draw us into you, Lord. We ask you to set our hearts on fire. We ask you to purify our hearts, Lord God. We ask you to cleanse the house. Hallelujah. And Lord God, that we will be open and, Lord, to receive. Hallelujah, the fresh anointing, the fresh outpouring of your Spirit, Lord God, that will destroy every work of Satan, that will crush his works in our lives and in our families and our communities. Lord, it's not by might nor power, but by your Spirit. So we're asking you, Almighty God, to move in power and signs and wonders, miracles, and destroy the works of Satan. Oh God, we're praying that the eyes of our hearts will be opened and we'll see. We'll see you, Lord. God, that we will hunger and we will thirst for you, for only you can satisfy us. Only you can make us whole again. Only you can save America. Only you can make America great again. God, it's got to be you. It's got to be you, Lord, working in our lives and working through our lives, Lord. God, we can't change anybody, but you can. God, you can do it without us, but we want to be a part of it. We don't want to miss you, Lord. My prayer, Lord, is that this congregation, Lord, this house will unite to seek you. Not just to come to spectate or to receive a little of something, but God, that we will seek your face. That we will draw near to you. For Lord, you promised to draw near to us if we would do that. Lord, we need your power. Hallelujah. We need your strength. Oh, Jesus, we pray for a fresh baptism with the Holy Spirit and the fire of God. We plead the fire of God. Can we lift our hands? Everyone lift your hands to God this morning. Can we do that in unity? Can we come together? Do you want God to move? Then we need to unite our hearts. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to get out of our own head. And we need to get into the heart of God and seek his heart, seek his face, seek his will today. Hallelujah. Would you cry out to the Lord this morning and say, Lord Jesus, I need you to baptize me with the Holy Spirit and with your fire. Lord, I know I'm weak, but you make me strong. So Lord, make me strong in your power, in your might. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Let heaven come down. Let the glory of the Lord from heaven come down. Hallelujah. Let the cloud, the Shekinah glory of the Lord come and settle, Lord, upon us this day. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Jesus, we need you, Lord. More than the air we breathe, more than the song we sing, more than anything. More than the services, Lord. We need you. Without you, Lord, we're nothing. And without you, we can do nothing. It's got to be you, Lord. It has to be you. Would you say, Lord, I just want you. All I need is you. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We serve notice on you, Satan. That you are defeated and Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. And Jesus has overcome you. Hallelujah. The world, the flesh, the devil, overcome it all. Hallelujah. Lord, we place you in the highest place, for you are our great high priest, exalted far above all principality and power and every name that is named. Jesus is the Lord. Lord, we want you to reign over us. Rule in us, Lord, in our hearts, Lord. Lord, make every crooked place straight. Purge us, Lord. Cleanse us from anything that would defile, anything that would hinder us, Lord. And running this race set before us with perseverance. Lord, we need your grace. We need your strength. Lord, I pray that you would open up the hearts. Lord, that you would touch the hearts of each one here. That you would burn, Lord God, in us again. And let the fire of the Holy One burn in us this day. Would you ask the Lord, Lord, burn in me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, oh Jesus. Are you hungry for him? You want more? Ask for more. Lord, I want to be flooded with your glory, with your presence. Your presence is heaven to me. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We declare liberty to the captives today. In Jesus' name. The recovery of sight today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Open the eyes of our hearts. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's cry out to him this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to our God who reigns. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We bless you. We praise you, O God of glory, God of righteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus said to them that believe on me, as the scripture says, out of their belly will flow rivers of living water. Are the rivers flowing out of you today? Hallelujah. Do you really believe? Hallelujah. We believe you, Lord. You are the baptizer with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So baptize our hearts with your fire, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody say fire. Oh, that was good. Let's do that again. Fire! Hallelujah. The devil is terrified of the fire of God. Hallelujah. So Satan, we reject you. And we command you out in the name of Jesus. Out of this place. Come off of God's people in Jesus' name. Loose every captive right now. Release them in Jesus' name. Come on, you got to stand up and fight for your freedom today. Don't allow that oppressor to squash you down anymore. Don't let fear paralyze you anymore. Overcome it by the power of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah. Bible says, clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God, what? Woo! With a voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus has overcome our enemy. Horse and rider cast into the sea. Full freedom. Full freedom in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has rescued me. He's ransomed us. Hallelujah. And like a flood, His mercy reigns. Unending love. Amazing grace. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am. Come on, let's say it with our mouths this morning. Amen. What we believe in our heart. Do you believe it today? I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I am a child of God. Come on, as you say it, you're going to feel it. Amen. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. Come on, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You feel that praise is just erupting from your spirit this morning. That's the Spirit of the Lord quickening you. You got to let it out. Let it out. Go ahead. Give Him praise. Hallelujah. Get past your self-consciousness. Amen. Hallelujah. Just fix your eyes upon the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. We only answer to Him at the end of the day. Thank you, Jesus. More, Lord. More, Lord. We want more, Lord. Turn it up, Lord, we pray. Hallelujah. Ah, Lord. Lift me up and let me stand by faith. On heaven's tableland, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Hallelujah. Yeah, amen. I've got a little Pentecostal back there. Hallelujah. Speaking in an unknown tongue. I bet mom can interpret that tongue. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness today. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm just enjoying this moment right now. Why don't we just enjoy Jesus? Is that okay? Hallelujah. Isn't that what it's all about? Hallelujah. Let's just give Him some more thanks this morning. Praise. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, You set us free. You make us free. You liberate us, Lord. You fill us with songs of deliverance. Hallelujah. The psalmist says, whenever I'm afraid, I will trust in you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus told us, unless we become like the child, if all we concentrate on is the negative of the world that encompasses just so much now that we have the internet and everything else, it seems like everything is broken. But as the adult mind, that's all we're thinking about. We need to be like that child and have the strong faith, realizing all these things are happening because God is moving.
Yes.
As he winnows out the goats and gathers the sheep, we are his sheep. We're going to be all right. And we're going to see some amazing things. I believe that 100%. And as we continue to have that faith, that childlike faith that Christ told us to have, reject that stuff and have that childlike faith to know that he is moving and he is working. I've seen people come to Christ that I never thought would. So we just got to keep doing what we're doing. And fear, be gone in the name of Jesus. I don't need that anymore.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. It's under your feet. Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah. 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 I love it, brother. Thanks for sharing this morning. We need to hear that. I was getting the visual of a child in the store, in the aisle, dancing freely without a care in the world. Are you hearing me? God wants us to live in that kind of freedom where we won't have a care in the world because God's got us. Amen. And we can let our hearts express Jesus. Amen. Any place, any time. Hallelujah. How many know that's what Jesus said? Live loud for him, right? Yeah. Let your light so shine. Hallelujah. So, doesn't matter what the world thinks. Hallelujah. How many know you can't please all the people all the time anyways? So don't even try. You only have one that you need to please, really. So we have to adopt the attitude that fear is illegal for us. There's a healthy fear. If you're going to cross the road, you should look both ways. Amen. But we're not to fear our adversary. How many know our God is so far above the devil? I mean, we're talking about the creator versus the creation. Hallelujah. And if you have the spirit of him in you, the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, amen, then the greater one is in you. And you need to believe in that authority that you have in Christ. If you belong to Jesus, you have everything you need. Everything you need in him. Sometimes just sing of that simple chorus, you're all I need. You're all I need. Jesus, you're all I need. You're all I need. You're all I need. Jesus, you're all I need. Amen. If we have him, we have everything we need. Glory to the God who reigns. Hallelujah. King of heaven, King of glory, King of righteousness. You know, the Lord prayed that we would be one. He wants us to be united together in him and one accord. When we all pull together as one to seek the Lord commands the blessing there. The enemy wants to divide the house. He wants to sow division and disunity because he's trying to rob us of what God wants to release to us. So we cannot be a part of that. Amen. We have to, when we come, we should come with purpose, with a determination, with an expectation that we're going to meet with the Lord and with His people. Amen. And so we want to join our hearts together. And that's what singing does. It unites our hearts. Amen. We sing and it unites our hearts together. So if we can just let our biases go, our opinions go, okay, about, well, I don't like that song, or I don't like the way it's played, or I don't like that genre of music, whatever. And let's just say, you know what, let's just join together in unity and seek the Lord today, because God wants to do something. Amen. He wants to command such a blessing, and He wants to fill your life so much that you can't contain it. You're not going to go out and try to be a Christian or fight to be a Christian. You're just going to be a Christian. Amen. Well, I got to act like a Christian today. No, you'll be a Christian as long as you're filled with Christ. Amen. And His life will be oozing out of you, diffusing out of you. Hallelujah. But God wants us to come together, unite together. And so often, again, we're just dealing with the fruit and not the root. It's the heart of man that's desperately wicked. It's the heart of man that needs to be changed. It's our hearts that God changes, right? So when we come together and unite, amen, and we allow God to have His way, have access to us, it's the Holy Spirit that brings true unity. Amen. A crowd can get together and watch a movie, all right, and be in one accord. Amen. Because they're gathering around a common theme or a game. But when we come, we should be gathering around, amen, this one desire, and that is to touch the heart of God, to draw near to God together. Amen. And when we all seek the Lord together, it's so good. Amen. We're having a taste, but there's more to come as we practice this. When we come through these doors, we're coming with an attitude of men that I'm going to seek the Lord. Amen. We have lots of time. We can fellowship. We can go get lunch afterwards or whatever. But coming through these doors to pray and to seek the Lord together, to make Him, amen, the center of everything we're doing here. Because if it's not Him, there's no point. It's got to be Him. He's the one that does the work. We're the vessels. So God's calling all these vessels to unite. Amen. And be filled with His presence. And we'll be united in the Holy Spirit, in the bond of peace. And the Lord commands the blessing to fall. Amen. And the enemy's always trying to sow discord and division and create little rifts to cause disunity. We have to guard against that. Amen. And not allow that. Say, let's encourage one another. How can I encourage my brothers and sisters to seek the Lord? Amen? Amen. To love and to good works. So I'd like us to really revisit this and think about when we're coming together, when we gather in our meetings. I really would ask that every one of us would consider really coming and praying and joining for us together. Amen. And that time is so vital. It's the Spirit that unites. And when we're united, the blessing of the Lord flows. Amen? And I believe the greater the unity, the greater the expression of God's heart and manifestation of His Spirit and of His power. So it's hinging on us being united. On the day of Pentecost, Acts chapter 2, they are all together in one accord. All had the same purpose, to wait on the Lord. They were seeking the Lord, and suddenly a sound of a mighty rushing wind. Amen. Hallelujah. We need that. I hunger for that. Amen. The old song said, mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. I want the showers. I want the downpour. How many want the downpour? So let's be deliberate about that when we come and seek the Lord for revival, awakening. Okay? Yeah. Amen. If you can get here early, get up a little early, it'd be even better. Amen. We can come together and be in prayer before we even kick off. Amen. So, anyways, how many would agree that the Lord wants his people to love one another, to forgive one another? Amen. If anybody has aught against somebody else, amen, forgive them. Even as the Lord forgave us, so we're to forgive one another. Amen. And how many know that the Lord is no respecter of persons? Amen. He doesn't say to the rich man, "Oh, you sit up here in the front seat, and the poor man, you sit in the back." Amen. Because in Christ, we're all one family. Amen. We all come in the same way, broken, busted, disgusted. Amen. Without hope in this world. And only Jesus can fix us. Amen. So we come with the attitude of gratitude and say, "Lord, thank you that you saved me." Whether you're up and outer or down and outer. Amen. We're all out without Jesus. Amen. So we're one family in God. Amen. Hallelujah. So we should respect one another, honor one another. Amen. Because when you honor the one you see, you honor the one who they represent. Amen. You and I are representatives of him. When we bless God's people, we're blessing the God who sent them. Amen. We love one another. We're loving Jesus. Hallelujah. Have you seen Jesus, my Lord? He's here in plain view. Take a look. Open your eyes. He'll show it to you. Have you ever been in the family with the Lord there in your midst and see the face of Christ on each other? Then I say, you've seen what? Jesus, my Lord. You've seen Jesus, my Lord. We are reflectors and diffusers for Christ. Amen. We need to treat one another always with respect. Amen. Honor one another. Love one another. This is my commandment, he said. And that your joy may be full. Hallelujah. We have a wonderful church family here. I love you all. And we have wonderful time together. I believe the Lord wants us to be a little more deliberate, though, in our thinking when we're coming in. Okay, of why we're coming, why we're here. Amen. Who did you go to see? Well, hopefully it wasn't me, it was Jesus. Amen. And God can use me. Amen. But we all need to be really seeking the Lord when we come. Hallelujah. All right. And all of us is just his vessels. Amen. We have this treasure where? Earthen vessel. Hallelujah. Well, we're one in the Spirit. And when the Lord broke that bread, that Last Supper, the Seder, amen, and he met and they reclined around the table with his disciples, he says, "I'm going away. It was on Passover. And he was going to be the Passover lamb. He was the offering. He was the sacrifice. He said, "I'm going away." He says, "I'm going to be broken for you. I'm going to be broken so you can be healed, made whole. I'm going to shed my blood so you could be forgiven and reconciled to me, united." You see, it's a blood covenant. It's a marriage between us, amen, the bride and the bridegroom, Jesus Christ. And so when he lifted up the cup, he's saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood." It was a marital agreement that they were going to consent to by receiving the cup and drinking of the cup, they were saying, I am a spouse to you. Now everything I have is yours. Everything you have is mine. I agree to the marriage contract. Are you hearing me today? We're renewing our vows in a sense today and remembering our Lord's sacrifice. Amen. And that is because of his blood, we've been brought near to him now in Christ. Aren't we blessed? Hallelujah. So we do this in remembrance of him, of his broken body and shed blood, of his sacrifice. And so in the early church, they used to have what was called an agape feast, a love feast. It was like a potluck in a sense. They all got together and they shared a meal. But there was divisions going on among them. And they were discriminating against the poor and giving the rich preference. And Paul had to rebuke them for that because they were not discerning the Lord's body. Are you hearing it? We are the body of Christ. And he said, because of the division and because of unforgiveness, he said, some of you are sick physically, and some of you have even gone to sleep, passed away because of unforgiveness towards brothers and sisters. Are you hearing me? We need to be very careful how we treat one another. Very careful. And we need to love each other enough to speak the truth. Never compromise the truth. Amen. The Lord is saying, I'm going to take your place. We deserve to die. Amen. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. We deserve to pay for our sin. Amen. But Jesus paid it all. And all to him we owe. We owe him everything. So my life is no longer my own. I actually belong to him. He purchased us for the highest price. The dowry has been paid. The blood has been shed to purchase us from the slave block. Amen. From slavery under sin and Satan to bring us into liberty as sons and daughters in Christ. To be joined to him, to be married to him, united in him. And when we are gathering together, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. They're like the precious dew, right, that flows down from Mount Hermon. But he was talking about the high priest Aaron. As the anointing would flow as he anointed the high priest, Jesus, you see, is our high priest. And when they were unified, amen, the anointing would flow down upon his beard and onto his what? His garments. Upon what? His body. When we're united, the Lord releases his anointing upon his body. And he makes us whole. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. So guard your heart with all diligence. Don't allow an offense. Don't allow anything to get in there, amen, to poison you. That you don't hold any grudges against anyone, but that you deal with it right away. Would you bow your heads this morning? If there's anybody you need to forgive, has God been speaking to you about that? I want you to speak to that person right now and let them go. Forgiveness means to cancel the debt. You no longer owe me anything. I choose to release you from the debt. Not because you deserve it, but out of mercy, I'm going to let you go. Just like God has been merciful to us, while we were yet sinners, Christ died, that we might be forgiven. So God says, forgive. If you don't forgive men their trespasses, then neither will your Father in heaven forgive you your trespasses. So is there somebody that the Lord has brought to your heart this morning that you just need to let it go? Ask the Lord right now to give you the grace to do it. That you can love that person with the love of the Lord. How can you love an enemy? Only with the love of the Lord. Let them go so that you can go free. Release them so you can be released from prison. And so your healing will flow. Sometimes sickness is a result of unforgiveness. You need to let it go. Because God wants to release His healing. As we partake of this bread this morning, we're remembering again the Lord's sacrifice. He was broken that we might be made whole. And Lord, we're asking as we partake together that you would release your healing in the areas where we need it right now. In Jesus' name. Just thank the Lord that He forgives you. Amen. You forgive, you receive your forgiveness by faith. Thank Him for it. Settle it right here and now. It's under the blood. No longer to be held against me. Paul said, I receive from the Lord that which I also deliver to you. That the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which He was betrayed, He took bread. And when He had given thanks, He broke it. And He said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Lord, thank you for your sacrifice and thank you for your healing. Right now, in Jesus' name, be healed. Hallelujah. And now we come to the contractual agreement here, the covenant in His blood. We're agreeing to live now for Him, to have no other lovers, no other gods before Him. Lord, I agree that I'll have eyes for only you. Hallelujah. And in the same manner, He also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Thank you, Lord. We say yes. Everything you have is mine. Everything I have is yours. I agree. Hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for what we have here together, for the unity we have, for the love that we have, for the family of God. Lord, I pray that our unity will continue, that our love will continue to grow, that we will truly walk in the love of God. I pray, Lord God, that you will deliver us from evil, deliver us from the enemy that would seek to use us as a vessel to sow division. Lord, I know what that's like. I've been a part of that before, and I'm asking in Jesus' name, Lord, deliver us from those contentious, divisive spirits, Lord, that would try to disrupt the harmony, the peace that we have here. And Lord, I pray that your love will be shed abroad in our hearts, that we will love each other with a pure love. Hallelujah. With the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. I've got so much to say this morning, but we're not going to go into everything. Somebody say amen, right? But unless you want it, you can. Hope you don't have a roast in the oven or anything like that. But you know, I've been talking about understanding our identity in the new creation, who we are in Christ, who He is in us. You cannot be who you don't know you are. You have to know who you are before you can be that person. Amen. So we're discovering who we are in the new creation in Christ as sons and daughters. Amen. No longer slaves to sin, but God is dealing with our slave mentality that we, amen, inherited from our forefathers under Adam. And that sin nature, amen, that has been really dealt a death blow. We've been sanctified. Amen. The power of sin has been broken. Amen. But our minds need to be renewed and restored, amen, so that our thinking agrees with what's happened to us positionally in our spirits when we were sanctified. Because the Bible says, he who is a Jew inwardly, amen, circumcision is of the heart. So there's a separation that takes place when you're born again. You become separated unto God. All right? But then you also know that there's still that battle going on between the old and the new. So the new has to always win out. You have to yield to the Holy Spirit, amen, and walk in the new, amen, and totally deny the old. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself. Amen. Even what your flesh sometimes wants to do, you keep hitting that thing back down. It's like that whack-a-mole, amen. Sometimes it wants to pop its ugly head up. You just beat it right back down and say, no, not going there, not listening to you. Shut up. Amen? And we're going to obey the Holy Spirit here. Because I'm under new ownership, under new management. Amen? There's a new boss in town. Hallelujah. And I want to obey the Lord. I want to walk under His authority. Because when I walk under His authority, then I have authority. I can exercise authority. And so God gave us His word, did He not? Hebrews 4:12 says the word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow. It goes deep, doesn't it? And is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. All right? So the Word of God judges what? The thoughts and intentions of our hearts. Okay? Now hear me. We are not to judge the Word of God. But we are to allow the Word of God to judge us. We don't approach it with this attitude, well, I like that, I don't like that. We're not to judge the Word is to judge us. Discernment is really to judge correctly. The Word of God helps us to distinguish between that which is soulish, devilish, earthly, sensual, and that which is spiritual. Amen? So I've heard people tell me that they consider themselves to be very spiritual. Well, I consider myself to be a very spiritual person. So the question is, what do you mean by spiritual? Right. You're talking about God's spirit, man's spirit, or demonic spirit here? Of course, people involved in the occult, right? They consider themselves to be very spiritual. They'll tell you they're spiritual people. Yeah. And they're right. They're spiritual, all right. The question is, what spirit? 1 Corinthians 2:14 says, but the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Now, remember, Jesus said, no one can come to me unless the Father draws them. We cannot know God unless God is revealed to us by His Spirit. The natural man cannot study to know God. God is understood through revelation. You can only know Him by revelation, by the Lord being revealed to us by His Spirit. And that's why there's so much confusion and doctrinal confusion. It's because man, in his natural understanding or reasoning, is trying to figure out God. And the only way we can be united is in the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth, and we will think and speak the same thing when we walk in the Holy Spirit. And so the Lord will lead us into all truth. The Holy Spirit has been given to teach us. We have a teacher when we're born again. He comes to dwell within us. Amen. So the natural man cannot know God, except that God is revealed. When we pray for people, we've been licensed to do that, haven't we? Authorized to do that. We intercede. We stand in the gap on behalf of others. And we are to pray, thy kingdom come and will be done on earth as in heaven. So we pray for others, listen, that God will forgive them and open their eyes, amen, to see the truth. It's very important that we pray that the Lord will bring revelation to people, that they will realize and understand and come to a knowledge of the truth. And when they come to a knowledge of the truth, who is Jesus Christ, they will be set free from the lie, from the bondage of sin, through the knowledge of the truth. So we need to understand what the Bible says. What does it mean to be a spiritual person? Romans 8:5, for those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death. In Adam, we're all carnally minded, naturally, right? Of human understanding and wisdom. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity. It's actually an enemy. We are enemies in our minds to God before we're born again. For it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. And again, carnal means natural or earthly mind. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God. It doesn't matter how many good works people do. If they're in Adam, they cannot please God. You must be born again. But listen, verse 9, he says, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. Come on. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Do you have the Holy Spirit? Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. Do you understand? The Spirit of God and the Spirit of Christ is the same. Before you and I can even begin to please God, we must first be born of God, born of the Spirit. Very basic, right? John 3:3, Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly, Nicodemus, right? I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He cannot what? See the kingdom of God. So seeing the kingdom is more than just going to heaven someday. Often we just say, well, yeah, so you can't go to heaven unless you're born again, which is true. But it's more than just going to heaven. If you're born again, you can have a revelation of who he is. You can know him because of his Spirit who dwells within you. The word see means to know, perceive, or experience. You can know God by the Spirit. You can see. You ever have anybody say, oh, I see what you're saying? How do you mean? How did you see what I'm saying? You meant, I perceive. I understood what you're saying, right? Other people will say, well, I hear what you're saying. But some people think more visually, so they'll say, I see what you're saying. Seeing the kingdom means having our spiritual eyes opened to the realities of God's kingdom. It means we can now partake of the eternal life, which is in Christ Jesus. We are partakers of his divine nature. We have access to him. We can come into the very throne of our Father, amen, with confidence through the blood of the new covenant that we have entered into, amen, when we were set apart for Him, sanctified, set apart for the Lord as a bride, we can now with confidence come before our Father's throne. And because this kingdom that Jesus was talking about is holy, that without this divine inward change, no one could partake of its blessings. In other words, you can't see the kingdom, you can't experience it, you can't receive of it until you're first born again. And listen, you're not saved because somebody told you you're saved, but because the Holy Spirit has confirmed that in you. If you're truly saved, you have the confirmation in you. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit, right? That we are God's people, God's children. If anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not His. So you need to be born again before you can have your eyes of your heart, our understanding open to behold, to see, to perceive, to understand the kingdom. 1 John 5:9 says, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God which He has testified of His Son. He who believes in the Son of God has what? The witness in himself. He who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed the testimony that God has given of His Son. So, in other words, you cannot be a spiritual person in the true sense as long as you are still in Adam or in your carnal nature. If you have not been circumcised in Christ, set apart unto Him, born anew, become that new creation in Him, amen, receive that new nature, that new heart, amen, then you can't truly be a spiritual person. Not in the true sense, because then people who are unregenerate can be spiritual, but they're operating in a different spirit altogether. Either the spirit of man, a use of their willpower, or demonic spirits. 1 Corinthians 2:11 says, for what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except what? The Spirit of God. And that means that, again, we cannot know God except by revelation. We don't want to be an intellectual Christian. We don't want to just be functioning from our intellect, from our reason. Amen? You cannot even understand Scripture from human reasoning. Natural man attempts to build his life on what he thinks is best and not on what God is saying. Naturally, we attempt to build our life on what we think is best and not on what God is saying. Well, to me, truth is this. That may be your truth, but this is my truth. Well, you may believe that if you jump out that 10-story building, you're going to hit the ground hard. But for me, I have a different truth. I believe I can fly. Well, guess what? If you don't understand the laws of gravity, it's not going to end well. And you know there are some laws that God has set in place here. There is truth, amen? There are absolutes. And no one is a valid judge of his own life. The Lord is the one who weighs the thoughts and the motives of our hearts. As Jeremiah said in 17:9, the heart is deceitful above all things, and what? Desperately wicked. Who can know it? Question. I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings. So true spirituality is living in God, is it not? And so the book of Hebrews refers to our Heavenly Father as the Father of spirits. Hebrews 12:9, furthermore, we have had human fathers who corrected us, and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and what? Do you see the connection between being in subjection to the Spirit of God and living? being under his authority and living. Because outside of the boundaries of God's word, there's only death. Outside the boundaries of God's word, there's only death. So a spiritual person is one who abides in the word of God, in the truth. Jesus is the word that became flesh. John 1:4, in him, Christ, was life. And the life was the light of men. In him is life, it says. What does that mean? Outside of him is death. Outside of Christ is death. Outside of the word of God is what? Death. But in the word and in Christ, there is life. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. If a person does not have the Spirit of Christ, they don't belong to him. So according to the Bible, if you're not in Christ, you're already dead in trespasses and sins. You're already in death. What happened to Adam and Eve? They stepped outside of the boundaries of God's word. And death was the result. Man stepped outside of God's word and died. So what did Jesus do? Jesus, the word of God, stepped into mankind. Man stepped outside of the word and died. Jesus, the word of God, stepped inside man to redeem mankind back into himself again. Life is in him. If you're in him, you have life. But you need to live according to the law of the spirit of life now. 1 Corinthians 4:20, for the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. I'll read it again. For the kingdom of God is not in what? Word, but in power. New Living Translation says, for the kingdom of God is not just a lot of talk. It is living by God's power, right? Touching life is touching the Lord. When the woman with the issue of blood touched the hem of Jesus, she touched virtue. Amen? The virtue, the life of Jesus flowed out to her because she touched him. When we pray, we want to touch the heart of God. You touch the heart of God when you pray in agreement with God. When you pray in agreement with the will of God, you touch the heart of God. And God answers a prayer in agreement with his will. Amen. So it's not about a lot of talk, but it's living by God's power. In other words, God wants his people to live a supernatural life. So the title of the message, that was the intro, is The Supernatural Life. We are called to live a supernatural life. Why? Because the super one is in us. Greater is the one that's in us than he that's in the world. Amen. And as we submit our soul to the Lord, to the Spirit of the Lord, amen, his super is released from our life. Amen. People will contact God through us. They will, amen, they will have an encounter with the Lord through his people. See, God wants to release his life out of us. To them that believe on me, as the scripture says, out of their belly or spirit will flow rivers of living water. Amen. Last week we talked about being diffusers. Amen. As we abide in the perfume, as we abide in Christ, we release the life of Christ. Amen. So this is a life of power. Dunamis, dynamic working power. The same word used in Acts 1:8 when Jesus said, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses. And Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost ends of the earth. Amen. He's saying, when you receive my spirit, my power, you will then be an effective witness. Because apart from him, what? We can't do it. That's why I say, Lord, it's got to be you. I can't produce any life, but I can diffuse life. Amen. I can release life. I can open my heart and say, Lord, work through me, speak through me, touch through me, heal through me. That's why we need the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ within us. 2 Corinthians 3:17 says, now the Lord is the Spirit. There it is. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, so we are to now live by the power of God. We are to now live by the law of the Spirit written in our hearts. So the scriptures, hear this, reveal the living word, who is Christ Jesus to us. The scriptures reveal Christ Jesus to us. Amen. And the living word, who is who? Christ Jesus, right? Opens the scriptures to us. When they broke bread with Jesus, remember, they met the man on the road to Emmaus after his resurrection. They sat down to eat. And then when they broke bread with him, all of a sudden their eyes were open and they saw and recognized that it was Jesus. Do you understand? God revealed himself to them. There was a revelation of who he was. So the living word opens the scriptures to us so we can understand what God is saying. Otherwise, we rely upon our human reasoning. And that's why we have so many different doctrines and understandings and confusion. And so many are being tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. Amen. Because they haven't cultivated a relationship with the Holy Spirit where they're really seeking him to reveal to them the truth. And the truth is not difficult, by the way. The truth is so simple a child can understand it. And brother, that's a good word. We have to become like that child again and just sit at the feet of Jesus. And sometimes we just need to go back and revisit the basics again. It's about sitting at his feet. It's getting to know him. So are you a spiritual person? I'm going to give you some examples of the carnal versus the spiritual. You ready? The natural man's life is centered in himself. It's all about me, right? I did it. The spiritual man's life is centered in Christ. He is my life. We're just not adding Jesus to our life. He is our life. The natural man believes truth is what he determines it to be. Well, to me, truth is this or that. The spiritual man believes truth is what God says. The natural man says, if it doesn't feel good, I won't do it. How many have to deal with that part of you sometimes? You know what God is saying, and that's some other part saying, I don't want to do it. Who are you going to let win? As many as are led by the Spirit of the Lord, these are the sons of God. The spiritual man says, I will do it because it's the right thing to do in the sight of God. Because it's right to do. It doesn't matter whether it's comfortable or not, it's the right thing to do. If you have a family, amen, and you may just want to sleep in and not go to work, but the right thing to do is get your butt out of bed, amen, because you've got to provide for your family, you're going to go hungry. Amen? You may not feel like it, but the right thing to do is to get up and go to work. You have to deny that other part of you says, I just sleep in. Are you hearing? Or call in sick. Moving right along here. All right. The natural man lives to please himself. The spiritual man lives to please God. The natural man lives to please himself. The spiritual man lives to please God. Do you see the difference that's within us? There's both if you're in Christ. You have a part of you that wants to please God, amen, to honor God. And then there's another part that wants its way. And they fight. And that's why you must be strong in the Spirit, strong in the Lord, so that that old man, amen, does not have any leverage over you. He has no control over what you're doing. You're telling your body even what to do anymore. Amen? It doesn't tell you what to do. It's your servant, not your master. The natural man boasts in himself. What does he do? He has eye trouble, doesn't he? I did this, I did that. The spiritual man boasts in the Lord. Boasting in the Lord is praising the Lord. I give the glory to God. I give the praise to God. Amen? If the Lord wants to draw attention to something that I did for him, he may use somebody to encourage me in a good work that I'm doing, amen. But I'm not supposed to be boasting on myself, but I'm boasting on the Lord. And I don't have to have somebody boast on me, amen, to obey the Lord. A spiritual person is one who abides in the truth. Abiding in the truth is abiding in Christ. That's why Jesus said in John 15:4, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you what? Abide in me. The word abide means to stay, continually remain. Also can mean tarry. What Jesus told his disciples, tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Wait on the Lord. Dwell in his presence. Amen. Hallelujah. Until you are endued with power from on high. Hallelujah. So you can't teach a man to be spiritual in his heart if he's unwilling to seek a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. And this is the thing that I contend with, because sometimes I know when I'm speaking, there are people that are like, yes, amen, I receive that. I'll obey that. I'll, and you have other people that in their heart, they're disagreeing or they're saying, I don't want to do it. And you can't make a person obedient. You just pray that, Lord, you get a hold of them, wake them up, shake them up, whatever it takes to get them to the place where they're going to be willing, because your word is life to them. God loves us, so he tells us the truth. But you can't teach a man to be spiritual. I mean, you know, you can learn all kinds of Bible but not be a spiritual person. If in the heart he's unwilling to seek a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. So you can learn principles from the Word, but you cannot know the living Word without the Holy Spirit. So some people are full of principles. They got good principles. Amen? It's a good thing. You know, even unbelievers can follow the Bible to a degree. Amen? Because it works. But if you don't have Christ, you don't have life. You have no eternal life in you. You'll never see the kingdom. You'll die in Adam. You'll perish in hell. You must be born again to escape hell, amen, and to become a member of God's household, so that now you can receive the benefits of the kingdom. When you become a citizen of heaven, hallelujah, all the benefits belong to you. Come on, in Christ, all things that we need are given freely to us, amen? Everything that pertains to life and godliness, hallelujah. And there, our citizenship, hallelujah, as citizens of heaven, we have access to our Father's throne. We have all the grace and the mercy we need available to us in him to strengthen us and to help us in our time of need. Aren't you glad that God gives us access to him? So we need to take advantage of that. Make a withdrawal every day. Amen. Fill your tank. Keep it topped off so you're overflowing for Jesus. Amen. A fruitful outer life, I'm almost through, is a result of a healthy secret life. That's what I've been talking about. A fruitful outer life is a result of a healthy secret inner life. That's our spiritual life. A spiritual person is one who abides in the Lord. Amen? They're his diffuser. They're abiding in the ointment. They're abiding in the anointing. Amen? They're abiding in the perfume, the fragrance is Christ. As we abide in him, our life will exude. We'll release that fragrance. And I used the illustration of an oak last week. I use it a lot, but it's a good illustration. But do you know the invisible part of a tree is the most important part of the tree? The part that you don't see. That's right. Is the most important part of the tree. So people can make themselves look good outwardly. They can act like a Christian even outwardly. But if you don't have a good, strong, healthy root base, guess what? You're not going to last for very long. Because the winds and the storms of life are going to hit you hard, amen, and you're just going to topple. So God wants us to go deep in our relationship with him, amen, to cultivate that relationship with the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, who is given to us to lead us into all truth. Hallelujah. We need that healthy root base, right? Because it's the root that determines the fruit. Otherwise, you've just got plastic fruit. Amen? God's not looking for plastic fruit. He's looking for the authentic, the real. Amen? And it flows from his heart. Hallelujah. So if we want to have a fruitful outer life, we need to have a strong inner spiritual life with the Lord. And I'll finish with this. Jesus said, "But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door," in other words, you shut out all distractions, "pray to your Father who is in the secret place," that is in the Spirit, "and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly." Do you want to be a life? Amen. You want your life to be well lived? Live it for God. Abide in Him. Have a relationship with Him. Cultivate that. Make time. Amen. I saw this little saying by Corrie ten Boom that was down on the children's board downstairs. I think I know who put it up there. I won't mention the names, but it said, "Don't just pray when you feel like it. Make an appointment with God and keep it." And I thought that's very good. We need that appointment with God. We need that time with God. We need, amen, to abide in Him so that, amen, we need to stay on the charger. Amen. If you just come in here on Sunday morning to get charged, you're going to run out quick. Amen. But we need to abide in Him, walk in Him, commune with Him in your heart. All right? Seek the Lord. The Holy Spirit is there to help you, to give you the strength to carry on, to overcome in everyday life. Thank God we're not alone in this world. Amen. He's given us that other comforter, the counselor. So truth is not what we think it is, but what God says. And whenever we attempt to build our lives on what we think is best and not on what God says, we're building our lives on sand. It will eventually come to nothing. "Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he is like." Luke 6:48, "He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood rose, the stream beat vehemently against the house and could not shake it, for it was founded up on the" what? "Rock." Our rock is Christ Jesus. And then we said he dug deep. Deep root base, strong in the Lord. Amen? In the power of his might. Hallelujah. It's not a lot of talk. Amen? It's not so we can impress each other with our knowledge. Amen? But this is a kingdom of power. God wants to release his power through us. Amen? And when he's speaking and we're speaking, amen, it will produce life. Hallelujah. So we got to know the voice of the Lord. We got to have a relationship with him where we're getting to know him. Hallelujah. When you're born again, amen, you're starting out, you're excited. Hallelujah. But then there needs to be a maturing process to where you start to get your roots down deep into Christ. Amen. How many know what I'm talking about? You started out, you're thinking, man, everything is going to be a smooth sail from here on out. Life is good, man. And all of a sudden, the times of testing start to come. Amen. You were all so confident when you were holding on to Papa's hands and you were learning how to walk. You said, "Check it out, I'm walking," you know. And all of a sudden, he says, "Okay, now I want you to walk, son." Hey, where are you? Do you get it? You got to eventually let go of the hands and allow the child to learn how to walk by faith. Amen. And what he has learned, what you've taught him. Amen. You got him started. Now it's time for you to walk. Walk in the Spirit. Can't be a babe forever. Amen. God wants us to grow up. So he allows us to go through the tests, the trials, for the purpose of promotion. Amen. And we're going to become more and more like Jesus. And the more like Jesus we are, the more fruit we're going to bear. And the Father will be glorified. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. God bless you all. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Hallelujah. Do you have a hunger? Are you hungry for the Lord? Hungry for his presence? Well, you'll be satisfied in him. Amen. I don't want just the things of God. I want him. Amen? Amen. If you have him, everything else comes with that. So. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.